Hello and welcome back to Checkpoint Reach Podcast. I'm your host Luke Ellen. Today I'm joined by Surd, and we just wanted to give our quick thoughts, essentially, didn't we, mate, about the latest news. We've been waiting for it for a while. We finally got the Xbox pricing.
It's about damn time.
It really is. God, we've been discussing this
for
months.
Last.
Well, it was, essentially leaked, yeah.
So it was right. I wonder how. Do you think they actually? Well, actually, I think Phil Spencer on Twitter, I did see, he said it was going to be next week. Yeah. Apparently, so
it helps that the leak was right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's just jump into it straight away. The Xbox Series S is going to be £249. So obviously, we're talking UK currency, and the Xbox Series X is going to be £499. I actually think these
$449.
Oh, what did I say? Sorry,
$499. $499.
$499.
£449.
There you go. I love these price points.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I'm really happy.
I've got to say, the one for me that I'm actually more interested in is the Series S.
Same.
At $249. That is very cheap. And I know it's not going to have the same power as the PS5 or the Series X, but $249 for essentially next-gen console that's going to run all these games at a decent level, not as good as the others, but a decent level. Very tempting for a lot of people, I think. I think a lot of families, a lot of like people, well, myself included. I mean, I might not get one at launch, but a year down the line, that's the one I'd probably go for, to be honest.
Same
with
me. Well, me and you've already discussed this. We're going to get a PS5. We're pretty much, well, I'm 90%, you're pretty much
100%. Unless it's like $3,000 or something.
Yeah, exactly. But after seeing the Series S being £249, I was like, I'm going to get both.
Are you going to get both at the start?
I'm going to get the S.
Well, I guess you do need an upgraded Xbox anyway.
I do.
And you'll be able to play the games on Game Pass or whatever it is that you fancy. So maybe
and you get EA access.
Yeah, access. And with the S, but did I read right? You get a certain amount of Game Pass bundle. I swear I read that maybe you get like a few months bundled. Or
oh, really? I didn't see that.
Maybe, or a couple of months or something. Because like, they've also got them plans, haven't they? Where it's like I can't remember the pricing, but like you pay a certain amount a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess a lot of people may be tempted with.
Yeah, like I think the Series X was like £30 a month or something, and the Series S was around £20, something like that. I like that. I like that they've done options, especially given the current climate in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's good of them to do it that way.
And that's the one for me. I mean, the Series X, you know, that's a good price point, I think, as well, to hit that.
Same.
$499, $449 price point. I thought it was going to be $599, so that was what I was thinking. So for them to get to the price point, you know, a $499 is a good achievement, I think. It does put some pressure on Sony. And have you noticed the narrative shifted again a little bit?
I have noticed.
And isn't it amazing what a difference in just a cheap price or whatever you want?
I thought you were going to do the Rick Rude WWE. What a difference a day makes when he switched from WWE to WCW. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I could have done that, but I guess it's true as well. But no, just in terms of what a difference, like just announcing the fact that it's cheap makes such a difference. I mean, it does. Like, no matter the negativity of the consoles, no games, all that rhetoric that was going on with Xbox. And no, I'm not going to lie myself, I've been a part of that as well, saying like Xbox needs to improve on the games. I still think they do.
Yeah,
that 100%. Doesn't change for me, but definitely a great price point, and
it's a great move.
I think Sony are going to struggle to match that price point. I've got to be honest. I think I'm quite worried.
I seen rumors that the PlayStation was going to be $549 UK, I think it was, and $599 US dollars.
Not going to lie, that worries me a bit. That's
the $100. That's not a good £100 price.
Now, will they still sell more than the Xbox at that price? Yeah, probably. Because PlayStation, but long term, I don't know. It's not a good move for me. I think they need to. I don't think the digital edition for me has to be cheaper than the Series X. The digital PS5 for me, I think, has to be cheaper. It has to be $399 UK for me.
Wow, you think it would be $399?
UK, maybe $449 US. I think. Now, the problem is that PS5 digital edition, it isn't compromised, is it? So that's probably the issue.
It's the full,
can
full
they
spec.
Get it down that low?
Discless.
Now, it will be cheaper than the other one, than this one, because it's not got a disc drive in it. So you're looking at maybe $50 cheaper.
Which one are you going for? I'm going discless.
Are you for the PS5?
Yeah, I'm going to go digital. So I'm going to digital consoles.
The main reason for me is because I have a lot of PS4 discs.
Yeah.
And obviously, if I want to play like Man of the Witcher 3 or whatever game it is, then I want the option to be able to put the disc in. And I just still prefer disc because you can trade in and stuff like that if you want. So.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
But I understand like the convenience side. A lot of people will go for the digital.
I will do if it's cheaper by a sizable amount.
Yeah, personally, I would be willing to pay the extra £50-£100, but I know a lot of people wouldn't. So I think the digital should be cheaper. I think it has to be cheaper than the Series X. I think the main one, the disc one, can't be more expensive than the Series X for me. I think it has to be at the very minimum at the same price. At least level. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that Series X, it is a bit more powerful than the PlayStation 5. Not by a lot. I know there's all room, you know, with discussions.
I just can't imagine the digital version of the PS5 being like £400.
It would be an aggressive move. They'd probably
It would be very aggressive, I think.
Xbox must be losing tons of money on that Series S. Tons. They were losing. I think they'll be losing more money on the Series S than the Series X.
Mm.
And well, I think they know that, but I think
they have gone really
Series
cheap.
S is digital only, isn't it?
Yes.
So they're obviously hoping to recoup that money, digital sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get more money, don't they, from digital sales than physical. Because they don't have to pay, like, the game and the GameStops and all that. So they're obviously... So I think the digital edition can be cheaper because of that reason. Because PlayStation has done very well in recent years with its services and, you know, we know there's millions upon millions of PlayStation Plus subscribers, so... I think they'll make the money back on digital purchasing. So I think they can. I think that's what we'll see. Honestly, that's my prediction is, I hope I'm right with this because if I'm not, my worst fears are coming to pass. I hope we see a 399.
What's your worst fears? The 600 mark.
Well, I'll tell you what I think it's going to be first, right? Okay. So what I think it's going to be is, I hope anyway, it's, I think 399 UK for the digital edition, which would put it a little bit cheaper than the Series X. And I think for... maybe 449 same in UK price for the normal one, this one, which would put it the same as Series X. I'd be fine with that person. I'd be like, yeah, fair enough, fine. My fear is, like you said before, a 549 for the disc version in the UK, maybe 499.
Yeah, for okay, the disc.
I think they'd lot as popular as it is. I think they'd lose quite a bit of market share in the UK.
Do you?
If
though?
They do that. A little bit. Not. I'm not saying that they won't lose the generation. They'll still beat Xbox.
Yeah.
But I think Xbox's percentage will rise. Yeah, definitely. Because price, and we know, especially in all countries, but the UK is very big on price for things like this, isn't it?
It is.
We like cheap options.
I love the pricing of that S.
I completely agree, mate.
So good.
It doesn't have the disc drive, so that takes the price down a bit and stuff. I get that. But to be able, you know, that console is powerful. Okay, it's not as powerful as the Series X, not as powerful as the PS5, but it's still going to play games really well.
Yeah, if you're not too fussed about, like, what, 4K and then down the road 8K and stuff, like,
yeah, okay.
Perfect for you. Because I'm not fussed, personally.
It's overrated anyway. I think we've learned this, that 4K, it's more the frames per second that matters.
Yeah,
and the HDR, which this HDR, to me, is way more impressive than 4K. You notice it. You know sometimes when you play a game and it says like, oh, do you want HDR on or off?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it where you've clicked off and it's going to a black screen?
No.
And you kind of... So if you I've do it, right? If you ever get to a game where it's like, turn HDR on and off, even just test it, try turn it off and you notice the difference.
Right, okay. I'll run that test. Because
obviously you've got HDR TV, so you'd notice the difference now as well. So it's a big difference. But then you compare like going from 4K to 1080p. There's not actually that... There's slight differences, but not as much, so... I think a lot of people will be persuaded by this.
Like four times the picture quality or something.
Well, it is. It is, but because of how big... It's only noticeable on, you know, bigger screens, really.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, like, a cinema screen, for example, be very noticeable.
Well, to be honest,
because
mate,
our tellies aren't that big.
Because we're in the boat of buying the PS5, I'm going to get my 4K edition console.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, having the S at £249,
yeah, cool.
1080p... or whatever, I think it goes up to, what is it, 14, whatever, the next, like, 40. The in-between one is.
Yeah. They call it this variable rates, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like fake 4K and stuff like that.
So, perfect for me. And I think it'll be perfect for a lot of people with the budget.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think that's one area.
I think they've hit out the park.
I think we've discussed this many a time on this podcast about the family price point. That's what you want before Christmas. You want that. That price point where families go, wow, that's a next-gen system at that price. Yeah, you can have that Jimmy.
Little Jimmy. Shout out to our truth.
10-year-old little Jimmy, like, Fortnite, mum and dad. Let me be H. And it's like,
great impression of Jimmy from Lancashire.
But no, I just think it is a great price point. And that's one area I think Xbox have trumped PlayStation, the family option. I do. There's not really, can you really say there's a family option now with a PlayStation? Not really. I mean, maybe the digital edition, but...
It depends how much the difference of prices, but as we know, because they're essentially the same specs, the difference in price is not going to be that much.
I am getting a little bit, I don't know about if you're the same, I'm getting a little bit worried this PlayStation is going to be very expensive, because silence is golden, usually.
Yeah.
And if they had something to say about the price, I think they would have said it by now.
I'm just going to put it out there. If this console, if the PS5, for some reason, is like £600 or £550, that digital version better be like the £499, because I don't think I'll be buying it.
No, I know. And I think, you know, a lot of people might think like that. And I price does matter. We saw with the low app in the PS3.
True.
Low app in the PS3. You remember after the PS2, 150 million people were like, oh, no one's ever going to buy anything else now. PlayStation forever. And then what happened? They were cocky. There was that famous quote where they said, if you want a PS3, get a second job to afford it. One of the worst quotes ever in gaming history, along with probably
marketing 101, don't do that.
That quote, along with Don Matrix one in 2013, when he said, if you want a console, get an Xbox 360. Obviously, one of the infamous quotes from that time, which was absolutely abomination as well. So,
horrendous quote.
Oh, just both of them quotes to me are some of the worst we've ever seen, you know. E3 and stuff like that, so out of touch. But I hope Sony aren't going to the arrogant one, Sony again, because when Sony are arrogant, Sony, it's not usually good for consumers. I'll just say that.
Well, it's the same with any company. If they take their eye off the ball after being successful, it does happen. It happens in sport a lot, so we see it a lot.
They're obviously relying on heavily on their first party offerings, which they are still king. I mean, there's no, you know, they're obviously hoping that even if they're expensive, people are just going to go, yeah, but what can you play on the Xbox? You can't play Spider-Man on
the Xbox. Well, that is what's turned me. Can't play Horizon. But I'm very worried about the price. And
I'm getting more concerned the more days passes without hearing about it. Now, I understand the Xbox pricing was only revealed very recently. So very, very recently. So I don't know about you. If Sony don't announce a price by the end of next week, I'll be worried.
I would be worried too.
I will, honestly, because you'd think they have to react now, surely.
And
if they don't react, it makes me think, what have you got to hide then? What are you hiding? Are you hiding this high price?
But surely if the price... they need to give people time.
I know, but...
To get the money together.
Pre-orders. They need the numbers. They need to know how many to... Yeah,
it's got to be next week, surely, after this
play. I hope it's next week. I'd be very worried if it's not next week.
Or at least the week after. If it's longer than the week after next, then I will be worried.
Very concerned.
What price are they going to drop on us?
Ugh. I mean, to be honest, the sad thing is I'm probably going to buy it no matter what price it is. But
yeah, I feel like you'll buy it no matter what, unless it's ridiculous.
It's like $3,000. Yeah, which is $3,000.
Yeah, which is not going to be. We expect the highest it'll be is probably $600, yeah?
It can't be more than that.
It can't be more. So I think you'll buy it.
I'd be a sucker and buy a 600 because I've kind of helped. I've said I'm getting one now. So it's like, I've got to stick to my word. And, you know, and that's
not if you can't
afford my choice.
Not if you can't afford your word.
Oh, dear. Sony knocking my mic off.
Sony coming for you.
Sony trying to silence me.
Mate. You can't afford it now because you've got to buy a new mic.
But no, I think I'm going to get one. And it's because for me, the first party offerings. And to be honest, the last few months, I've been in that ecosystem.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's fair enough. But
see how it shakes up.
We will see how it goes. We're hoping for a price reveal next week.
Hope so. And we can report on it.
We can report
on it. And we can have a proper discussion then about where we stand.
We can. Because I'll know more for sure. Fantastic move by Xbox, in my opinion. Great price points. And I'm really happy to see that is the price point because I really like the option of a budget Xbox because that is something that appeals to me massively.
Definitely.
But that does bring an end to that little quick discussion, giving our thoughts on the price point, obviously what we expect Sony to do or, you know, speculating on what Sony's price will be. But if you are listening to us on YouTube, please like, subscribe and comment your thoughts below. Are you happy with the price point of the Xboxes? And also, if you are listening to us on any audio platforms, please leave us a nice review and pass on the pod. You can follow the podcast on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at JetReachPod. And you can follow Sud on social media. Where can people find you, Sud?
So it's just on Twitter for me, at David Tenspud.
Lovely stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at LEL3Ds, at a 9 in the end for Instagram. But anyway, thanks for joining me as ever, Sud. And we'll be back next week to discuss some more gaming news. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.